last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
Light of Allah, you are a true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome. You're listening to The Last Savior. This is your host, Zainab Askari. Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family, said, "If a person does not know the Imam of his time, the person will die the death of an ignorant." Which means it makes us, for us, very important to know about the Imam of our time, because whatever the degrees we are amassing, holding, collecting, and at the same time not knowing about the Imam of our time, it's as good as being ignorant. May Allah not make us among those who die the death of an ignorant. So in this program, we try to make sure that we provide you with the maximum possible information about the Imam of our time. On that note, today in our studio, we have with us guest speaker, the Islamic researcher, Dr. Ali Alavi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much. It's a great pleasure to be here.
Well, Dr. Alavi, you have been helping us to answer some basic questions on Mahdaviyat. And in the previous episode, we have been discussing, like, how can we be obedient towards Imam as there are many good people around? But when it comes to testing, we often fail. And you were helping us with some examples. Can we have some more examples?
Yes, we have been saying that what kind of presence, what kind of readiness is expected from us to have for the arrival of Imam? We said that there were some people and nations that promised their divine leader to help him, but they rejected. We refer to the story of Talut and Jalut. We refer to the story of the Jews and to the Jews of the Medina who knew the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but they forgot what they were then. Actually, they did not forget, but they pretended that they forgot that.
Yeah.
Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَعْرَفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرَفُونَ أَبْنَاهُمْ. That is, they know him as they knew their kids and their sons and their children. The same way is like the concept of Tawheed. People sometimes forget. I mean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when people in the sea, they understand, they watch, and they see that their ship is on the verge of getting sunk, they call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just to help us. But as soon as they reach the beach, what happens?
They forget.
They forget. So the same way, we said about the concept of prophethood, we have seen the examples, from Quranic examples in the Quran, that actually they came from afar just to get settled in Medina. But as soon as the Prophet comes, they say, oh no, you are not the person. While they knew that he was the Prophet. And he was the same Prophet with the same features and characteristics that they knew about him. So about the Tawheed is the same. So while they are in the sea, in the ocean, they are praying for their survival and Allah will help them.
Yeah.
But as soon as they reach in the beach, they forget everything.
That's what we do in our normal life. That's what we do in our everyday life. Whenever we are trapped in a kind of trouble that we know only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take us out of this, we become so helpless and we start calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when He answers our call, as soon as He answers and helps us, takes us out of that trouble, we just forget everything. And it reminds me of that verse which says, "Innal insana li rabbihi lakanud." Indeed, mankind is very ungrateful towards its Lord. Well, we'll discuss more on this after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
I can feel your eyes, like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old morning.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Last Savior. We have Dr. Ali Alavi with us. And Dr. Alavi, you were helping us to understand that how people can be obedient towards Imam. Like, there are many good people around, but when it comes to testing, we really fail.
So I want to give all these examples to enlighten ourselves first, to know that, okay, we have these dangers in front of us. So these are the dangers that we have to be thoughtful on about these dangers. Look, even in family issues and matters, among the relations that are in families. You see, the Quran says that as soon as women become pregnant, the husband and wife, they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they ask the Lord pledge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you give us a worthy child, we will certainly be grateful. If you give us a son, we will be among the grateful. As soon as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them a son, gives them a daughter, gives them a blessing, they forget everything. They bring another, let's say, partner for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah.
So people usually forget some, forget whatever they have promised already and where they have been looking for. I want to say at the time of Imam Zaman alayhi salam, at the time of his arrival, it's very important for us to know and to stay firm with this belief till the day that he comes and to accept him as Imam and to be, even if acceptance of Imam is not enough, to be completely submissive to what he says.
Exactly.
Because we had some dangerous examples in the history. The story of Ghadir Khum, everyone knows the story of Ghadir Khum. What
Indeed.
Happened?
Yeah.
Everyone, even the companions of the Holy Prophet came and said, Bakhan, Bakhan, Ya Ibn Abi Talib. They said, congratulations to you,
yeah, yeah.
son of Abu Talib. 2 or 3 months later, what happened? Some months later, they violated the same right that they said congratulations on that. So it's very dangerous, you know? We have to be careful. So there are too many traps in the way of being a true and genuine waiter of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Yeah. We are all the time in the state of testing.
Yeah, always we are in the status of testing. We have to be careful.
And in all this course of time, Satan, basically what he does, he makes the things beautiful in front of us. And that's how we get trapped. And we really don't see him as an open enemy. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consistently says in Holy Quran that this Shaitan is your open enemy.
Very true. Let me refer to another case that has been mentioned in Al-Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in verses 75 to 79 of Surah At-Tawbah. A person asked the Holy Prophet to pray for him to become rich. The Holy Prophet said, the money, the wealth that you have is enough for you. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. But he promised that, oh no, Prophet, in case you pray for me that I become wealthy and rich, I will try to
help others.
To help others and to distribute my wealth and with the others. So it happened, and the first thing that he did, he didn't attend the congregation prayers, Salat al-Jama'ah.
Okay.
Later on, he nullified the concept of zakat. I said, no, why should I pay zakat? Slowly, the seed of discord and nafaq has grown in his inside him.
Yeah.
See? You see, people easily forget whatever they have promised
exactly.
And whatever they did. More examples of this forgetting, when forgetful concepts and forgetful issues. At the time of, again, with regard to the Quranic order, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet, tell the people, says to the Prophet, tell the people that I don't want anything from you except love of my family. Look, mawadda, it is something beyond love, that is even deeper than love.
Yeah.
When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts it as a duty for
in
the Muslims.
State of test, yeah.
So let's see what happened to the Prophet.
Yeah, indeed. We will discuss more with you, Dr. Alavi, after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned. Welcome back. You're listening to The Last Savior. This is IRIB English Radio. We have Dr. Alavi with us. And Dr. Alavi is helping us to understand how many times we fail in the tests of life. And we are in the sleep of heedless. With his discussion, Dr. Alavi is trying to awaken us from that sleep of heedless.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to get awakened and to, because we have to, إِلَّا مَا رَحْمَ بِرَبِّي, that is, we have to refer to our God, to our Lord, and ask Him, just you keep us. Because if you let us for ourselves, nothing will come up from our actions and our deeds. Because we have seen the people who were with the Holy Prophet, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the holy tongue of the Holy Prophet told them, قُلْ لَا سَعَلَكُمْ عَلِيًا أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةُ فِي الْقُرْبَى. But we have seen that فَقُتِلَ مَنْ قُتِلْ وَسُّبِيَ مَنْ سُّبِيَ. We read it in the supplication of Nudba, Dua Nudba.
Yeah.
وَأُقْسِي مَنْ أُقْسِي. What did they do with the Holy Prophet's family?
Yeah.
I mean, right after the demise of the Holy Prophet, what happened to his daughter? What happened to his grandson? This was the love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took the promise of it from the people. Now, even in the world that you are living today, how many Muslims are on the earth? 1 point something billion, let's say.
Yeah.
How many of them know the family of the Prophet well? This is Mawaddah fil Qurba. How many of them know even this family of the Prophet and they actually show this love and affection towards the Holy Prophet's family?
Yeah.
You might be saying, okay, he had a wife and he had, for example, a son. So we love them and they are there. But this is not enough, because when something has been ordered by the Quran, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it has a philosophy behind it.
Indeed.
It's not that, for example, this love was for some time in the past and it's not going to be for now. And this love is something exceptional. I mean, a different kind of love is mentioned there. That is, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِمَانًا بِظُلْمٍ. This is a belief with action. آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. That is, they believed with righteous deeds. قَالُوا رَبَّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Those who have said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Lord, and they have stood firm for saying such a thing.
Yeah.
So the kind of belief without action is useless, because we have belief and we have to bring something in cash as the action.
Yeah.
We have to say that, what is the action that we want to believe? ثُمَّ لَا يَجَدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتَ. And sometimes migration is needed for as an action. They need to migrate from somewhere, for example, a kind of belief with action. Even in the concept of love, I want to, inshallah, bring something just to focus on this love that has been said about the love of the Holy Prophet. This love is not going to be limited to for a certain time in the history, in the past, let's say.
Okay.
Because Quran in Hadith, in the famous Hadith of Thaqlain that has been narrated frequently by different schools of Islam, that is Shia or Sunni or all of them,
yeah,
which is famous as the Hadith of Thaqlain. أَنِّي تَارِكُ فِيكُمُ الثَّقَلَيْنِ كَتَابَ اللَّهِ وَعَدْرَتِي.
We have been taught the importance like many times.
Yeah, it is called, technically it is called mutawatir. So in this mutawatir hadith that has been mentioned by different schools, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Quran is not going to separate it from the itra, that is the family of the Holy Prophet.
Yeah.
So is this itra is going to stay only for that certain time?
A little bit, are actually the complete reflection of Quran.
Definitely. So this mawadda that Allah says, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلَكُمْ عَلِيَ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى, should stay again till the day of judgment. So I want to collect between these two that this atra has to be even till today. Because it is with Quran. It's not going to get separated. If we say that this atra of the Holy Prophet passed away, for example, 1400 years ago, so there is, I think, a flaw in this hadith and in the teachings of Quran, because it is saying that they are not going to get separated. So where are the itra?
This discussion took me somewhere. Like, I was visiting Karbala some time ago. I guess it was Arba'in, and over there we just had been going to the graves of the companions as well, and I reached the grave of Kumail, one of the companions of Imam Ali al-Islam, as on his name we have a very famous application, Du'a Kumail, as well. And I was like, oh, so this is the companion. And then there I got to know, there was a beautiful dome around his grave, and there we got to know that this dome was built by someone who came to the grave of Kumail and said that, look, if my daughter gets fine, because she was handicapped or ill or something was wrong with her, and he was very, very rich. And he does tawassul with him and tells, oh, Kumail, look, if my daughter gets well, I'll build a beautiful dome. And then he does it. And I was like, mashallah, there are people who promise things and then they fail to actually fulfill those promises.
Very true.
Mashallah, he has. And see, it also took me back to the time. Definitely this Kumail, Kumail, you definitely have been very great towards Imam, and Imam is paying you after your death as well, because see how submissive you have been.
Very true.
And now you're getting rewarded after this. So yeah, this world all about tests, and We are in the state of test all the time. Thank you so much, Dr. Alavi, for being with us. Thank you so much to your listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.